Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 64, the three stanzas. Lord, I lift my soul to thee. O my soul, I trust thy might. Let not foes exult over me. Shame me not before their sight. And what follows, Psalter 64, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
version out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, and can be found in the epistle of Paul to Philemon, and afterwards from the Confession of Faith, Article 17, Philemon. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house, a grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him, that is, mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be, as it were, of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever, not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, specially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee, or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it, albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me, even thine own self besides. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Having confidence in thy obedience, I write unto thee, and knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. But withal prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. There salute thee, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. From the Confession of Faith, as we can find it on page 13, Article 17. The recovery of fallen man. Oh, we believe that our most gracious God, in his admirable wisdom and goodness, as seeing that man had thus thrown himself into temporal and spiritual death and made himself wholly miserable, was pleased to seek and comfort him when he trembling fled from his presence, promising him that he would give a son who should be made of a woman to bruise the head of the serpent and would make him happy. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our most merciful Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, then thou wast granted on this evening of this workday that the doors of thy house may be opened, that we may lay aside our labors, receive a little rest for body and for mind, and may it be, thou knowest, what a cares and what a burdens there can be, that it can be so overwhelming. But may there be a little rest in thy house, and may the burdens and cares, may they be used to that end, that with more earnestness, that we have come up to thy house with them, asking thee to help, but above all to seek for that one thing needful. Then we have read together from the writings of our forefathers, based upon thy holy word, how that man may truly become happy, because through our deep fallen Adam, then we have left thee, as seeking it where it can never be found. And the apostle has declared our condition, dead in sins and in trespasses. And Lord, thou knowest most perfectly, if thou leavest us and our dear children lie in that condition, then we are forever lost. And for great multitudes upon the world, billions, that do hear thy word, do not have thy word, have turned thy back upon thy word, and then thou still makest the difference with us and our children, Lord. That surely is for a purpose. Thou wast promised to work from generation to generation. And may that purpose, may that be realized in this evening hour, Lord. Do bless thy holy word, that boys and girls, young people, the middle-aged, and the elderly may be converted by thee unto thee. Do remember thy Zion. Thou also knowest how they have come up to thy courts, a people that learn more and more that it is all given good to be given to thirst and hunger after righteousness, but also to be satisfied and filled. Ah, Lord, thou knowest the perplexities, thou knowest the riddles, thou knowest the questions, and then it is so needful that thy child may be instructed further in the work of a triune God, in the meditorial work of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the way to the Father by the work of the Holy Spirit. Ah, Lord, then in the realm of nature, then everything may look so green and so beautiful with refreshing showers. Ah, grant the same in a richer measure in the midst of us and our children. We commend unto thee thy church all over the earth. Ah, the persecuted church, so many places, so many countries that do not have the privilege that we do, that we may come unhindered up to thy courts. We commend unto thee the Jewish nation. Ah, may their eyes be opened. May the veil be removed. We commend unto thee all mission work, our mission field. Wilt thou remember and bless thy servant, the team, the husband and wife that are learning another language? Do help them. May it please thee to incline a heart to labor in Peru. We commend unto thee the nations of the earth. Wars, rumors of wars, turmoil, the love of waxing cold amongst many. Then when we open thy word, then we are given to see the signs of the times. Ah, Lord, may we be given to hasten for our life's sake and appreciate all the freedoms that we may still have. We commend unto thee all the suffering, the hungry ones, the countries where there is so much need, where many of the inhabitants are missing the bare necessities of life. Remember all in prison. Do bless thy word that may be sent into the prison, and the great numbers in hospitals and institutions of mercy. Wilt thou continue to remember and help the handicapped daughter? May the means be further blessed. Wilt thou continue to uphold the family circle, and above all the calling sanctified? Do remember all under the physician's care in special ways, undergoing treatments. May they be blessed, those that struggle with weariness and continual pain. Do remember all the crosses and the burdens, the difficulties and weakness of mind. Do remember all the handicapped ones and the ones that care for them. Do bless all the family circles, and Lord, do continue to remember and uphold all the mourning ones in our midst. There are many among young and old. Ah, do sanctify all the solemn callings. We humbly ask thee for thy gracious help in this evening hour. Wilt thou grant it Aaron's and hers? May there be empty vessels. Ah, may those empty vessels, may they be filled, that they do not have to return empty. And when the vessels are too full, that they may be emptied. Lord, may the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 159, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O God, regard my humble plea. I cannot be so far from thee, but thou wilt hear my cry when I by trouble am distressed. Then lead me on the rock to rest that higher is than I. And what follows? Psalter 159, the first three stanzas. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in the Epistle of Paul to Philemon, the verses 13 through 22, and we shall read the verses 19 through 22. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it, albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me, even thine own self besides. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, and knowing that thou wilt also do more, and then I say, but withal prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. Our text words speak of Paul's continual tactful pleading for Onesimus, the runaway slave, with four thoughts. In the first place, of Paul's desire concerning Onesimus. Secondly, Paul's clarification concerning Onesimus. Thirdly, Paul's charity concerning Onesimus. And in the fourth place, Paul's confidence concerning Onesimus. Paul's continued tactful pleading for Onesimus, the runaway slave. Paul's desire, Paul's clarification, Paul's charity, and Paul's confidence. Beloved congregation, we have heard in the past, and boys and girls, and then you know who Onesimus is. He was a slave of Philemon, and he did not like it so much being a slave. Maybe many times looked at other people, that he forgot to count his blessings, and then maybe even Satan, together with his evil heart, whispered to Onesimus, if you may now escape from your master and be free like other people, and then you shall be happy. And then, of course, when you want to flee, you need some money, but your master, he has plenty. And is it now really fair that there are some people upon the earth that have such an abundance, and a slave like you, and that does not have so much? And thus then, if you take some money from your master, and then your master shall not lack anything, and then you shall be free. And so he has escaped from Colossae and traveled approximately 1,000 miles to Rome, a very big city, but there in the special providence of the Lord, and then he came under the preaching of Paul, and there the Lord has converted him, and there he was given to taste of the good things of the Lord. And then we can understand that he has wept about his sins, that he has run away. And now Onesimus, before he was unprofitable, his name means to be profitable. And when he was converted, then in beginning, and then he became profitable for God and for man. But now Onesimus, there was still a matter. There was still a case that hung over his head. And are there now souls that understand it? To make it clear, especially for our boys and girls, I read in Acts 28, when Paul was in prison for 2 years in Rome, in verse 23, that it was a large place because many have come to hear Paul preach. And now undoubtedly it cannot be different when the Lord converts us. And then we love to go to church. And then God's word becomes so precious. And then what we hear is not all a strange matter. Oh, then it cannot be different. It is not all written in God's word that there were times under the preaching of Paul that Onesimus had it so good that he thought it was too bad that the sermon has come to an end. And then it was possible that he came outside and maybe a Roman police officer on the sidewalk. And boys and girls, how do you then think it went with Onesimus? Oh, when he saw that Roman police officer, then all his joy was gone. And then he thought, perhaps the Romans have found out, and that Roman police officer is there to arrest me, to punish me. And the punishment in those days for runaway slaves, that was death. Are there a few Onesimuses in my midst that understand it? Times in God's house, times when you open the scriptures, times at the throne of grace, hope revived, faith and exercise, the love kindled, but still an unpaid debt. Same with Onesimus, because with everything he has experienced in Rome, he was a runaway slave. He was guilty under the law. Oh, how that must have burdened Onesimus. And he did not know how to solve it. Are there such souls in my midst that do not know how the case as shall be solved? And we do not read in history that Onesimus, that he has come up with a solution. He knew that he belonged with his former master, but he did not dare to return, and undoubtedly no money to return. What did Onesimus then need? Then he needed, boys and girls, a mediator. And a mediator is one that stands between two parties and that brings them together. And now the two parties in our letter, that was a guilty Onesimus, and Philemon, his master. And now Paul, to that end, we can draw many beautiful lines. Then in this letter, then Paul is a mediator between the two. And to that end, Paul has taken his pen and began to write a letter on behalf of Onesimus. And then we have heard already that Paul, that he has used his gifts and that he has used much tact. Of Paul, he has called himself the aged, and he had authority in the church, and it is implied that Paul was also made a blessing for Philemon. But then we have heard it already, wherefore though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoy thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, be in such a one as Paul, the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. This Philemon, I now have a request which I sent unto you, written, concerning your runaway slave, who before was so unprofitable, but now by the grace of God has become profitable. I beseech thee for my son Onesimus. Oh, a spiritual son. They are special. Spiritual sons and spiritual daughters. I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, and in verse 12, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him, that is my own bowels. And now in our text words, then first, we have Paul's desire concerning Onesimus in the verses 13 and 14. Then Paul has received special love, special bonds with Onesimus. Undoubtedly, he was Paul's helper. Undoubtedly, Onesimus would do anything for Paul, because Paul was used by the Holy Spirit as an instrument for his conversion, and that he was stopped. Otherwise, he would have remained in Rome as a runaway slave. And then at the end of his life, he would have been sent to hell. But now he has tasted of the good things of the Lord. And now we can understand with those bonds that Paul had actually a desire that Onesimus would stay in Rome, that he could serve, and that he could help. Then it would be difficult for Onesimus to leave. And then Paul has first reasoned it out somewhat, maybe quite emotional. And then Paul has written, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel, this Philemon. If Onesimus may now stay, then he may minister in thy stead unto me. Thus Paul, emotional, much love, reasoned it out, that it would be very nice if Onesimus could stay in Rome. But then immediately it seemed that Paul was given to correct himself. Because when we work on emotions, on feelings, and we try to reason everything out, what must be the authority? And that is the Word of God. And so then immediately Paul has added Philemon, but without thy mind, because Onesimus is still thy slave. Thus without thy mind, I may not keep him in Rome. But without thy mind, would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be, as it were, of necessity, but willingly. And also concerning the law, undoubtedly, in the Roman law it was written that if there was a runaway slave, and you would keep that runaway slave knowing where he has come from and who his lawful master is, and then you would be liable to penalty. And also concerning God's honor, that the name of the Lord should not be blasphemed, that the world could say, Paul preaches law and gospel. He comes with the Bible. But now concerning that slave, and when it benefits himself, and then Paul has made an exception. And to that end, Paul has immediately corrected himself. Then in the second place, Paul's clarification concerning Onesimus in the verses 14 and 15. And then congregation in this letter, and then Paul is also a beautiful type of a mediator. But when we compare Paul to Christ, then with the Lord Jesus Christ, then it was not in the time after we have fallen in our deep fallen Adam, where by nature we are all runaways, where we have turned our back unto the Lord in that far country, and never a desire to return. And then it was not so that the Lord has then thought out a way that those runaway Onesimus would return. No, Christ, a triune God, in the never-begun eternity in the Council of Peace, always thought out a way. The price has already been paid, and in the decree of God, the persons, but also the means, the time, how they would be arrested, and how justice would be satisfied and glorified. But now, returning to Paul, Paul's clarification concerning Onesimus, and then he has written, for perhaps he therefore departed for a season that thou shouldest receive him forever. And then we must not misunderstand it, that Paul is covering up his sin. He has spoken, mentioned it, oh, it cannot be different, that when Onesimus was converted under the preaching of Paul, oh, then undoubtedly Paul has seen it. He had a very attentive listener. Oh, maybe in church with a flood of tears. because he was a runaway slave, but the Spirit has drawn him by the cords of love. And then undoubtedly came a time that Onesimus very timidly, that he says, "Oh, Paul, I am a runaway slave. I have left my master. I have stolen. I am guilty under the law. I am under the sentence of death." But now when Paul writes the letter, then he does not write all the details. Oh, the master knew, undoubtedly. Philemon, do not know. Oftentimes it is that it does not go overnight. That maybe Philemon has noticed it with Onesimus, not so faithful, and in church, not so attentive. Maybe did not even look at the preacher, that he sensed that Onesimus, he was becoming harder under the means of grace. Maybe oftentimes he has complained, he told his master that he may not do anything. But now Paul, in this letter, then he does not mention everything that has taken place, but he simply writes in verse 15, "For perhaps he therefore departed for a season." Thus then Paul was given to speak of the wonderful providence of the Lord. Does not take away our responsibility, because Onesimus did not know the degree of God. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. But then Paul is given to write to the master, this true Philemon. He has fled. He has departed for a season, but now the wonderful, adorable providence of the Lord, that Onesimus, given to travel to Rome, and has come under my preaching, and it has pleased the Lord to use it, accompanied by the work of the Holy Spirit. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever. Then Paul was given to write, O Philemon, now he has become profitable. If he may return, you shall have a very faithful slave. You shall not have so much trouble. Does not mean that God's people cannot fall into sin, and that God's people never murmur nor complain. And nevertheless, Paul is given to write to Philemon, if he may now return in the Lord's providence, then you shall have him forever. That can be understood in two ways. That he shall be your slave till the day of death, but also that you may be together in eternity. But now, not now as a servant, so Philemon, then I ask you that you receive your runaway slave with open arms, that you shall embrace him, because now he may live only in beginning. And we read in the gospel for those servants that they are given to confess was only their duty, that they are such unprofitable servants. And those unprofitable servants you find them many times at the throne of grace, confessing their sins, even their murmuring, and the list is long. Ah, for those true servants and handmaidens. Then there are even those times that it becomes a wonder that they may still be a servant and a handmaiden. The Lord has not sent them away. But now Paul is given to say to Philemon, when we read this letter, then I think perhaps when Philemon would read it, that the tears began to flow. And that Philemon thought, Paul, you do not have to continue writing, because so many arguments, and now added to it, that if Onesimus may return, then there shall be a double relationship. Shall still be a slave, but not only a slave, not now as a servant, but above a servant, and brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee. Thus Onesimus has become a member of that spiritual family of the children of God, that they become brothers and they become sisters. But how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. And that expression in the Lord, we read it in verse 16, and in verse 20 we read it twice. Thus that is the crucial point. Philemon has now become a brother in the Lord, taught by the same Spirit, saved by the same Savior, have received the same desires and same longings. They love what the Lord loves and hate what the Lord hates. In the third place, of Paul's charity concerning Onesimus, as we find it in verse 16, 17, and 18. And then we read, if thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. And now verse 18, if he hath wronged thee. And then it is implied, and if we think about it, then Onesimus to make a 1,000-mile journey, then boys and girls, then we need some money to buy some food and other things. So undoubtedly it is implied that Onesimus was not only a runaway slave, but that he is also stolen from his master, and thus he had a debt also to Philemon. Then we think it through for Onesimus, that the place that he was in, it is true, We have mentioned there were those times that it seemed to be all covered, and that Onesimus was happy, has tasted much of the good things of the Lord. Oh, for Onesimus it is not written how far he has been led, but that there has come one to pay for the sins of Onesimus. But now Onesimus in Rome, as a runaway slave and with a great debt toward his master. And now Paul does not cover those sins over. We live in a time that many people, they speak of love, but at the expense of the law and at the expense of justice. But we do not read in this letter that Paul has covered up the sins of Onesimus. He has worded it very carefully and very gently. But when we steal, then we are a thief. And now Paul, he has written how much Onesimus, whether Paul has told, and when he has told, we would think that when Paul has said to Onesimus, you must return to your master. And Tychicus, we read thereof in the Epistle to the Colossians, that he has went with those four prison letters. It is not clear whether Tychicus has carried the letter concerning Onesimus, or even whether he himself has carried that letter. And when Paul has told him that he was writing this letter, it is not written in the Bible. But now Paul, in the letter to Philemon, if he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on my account. When we read the scriptures, then it is evident that Paul had access to means and to money. Because in Acts 24, when he has become before Felix, then Felix has kept him 2 years in prison, hoping that he would receive money from Paul. Thus that implies that it was evident whether Paul had money himself or whether he had friends where he could obtain money. And even in Acts 28, when he was in Rome for 2 years under house arrest, then we read of his own hired house. Thus, when Paul has written, put that on my account, then it is clear that he had the funds to pay Philemon back in due time what the slave had stolen from his master. Put that on mine account. When we consider the mediator for the church, with Paul, when required, it would still be paid. It would be paid. But for the church of Jesus Christ, it has been paid. What a precious thought. Where Christ has come, suffered and died, He has cried out, it is finished. Word in the Greek, telos, one word. That also means that payment has been made. Ah, the payment has been presented before the Holy Father. Oh, the blessed portion of the people of God. And now for Paul, in verse 19, written it with my own hand. Many times in the Bible, think of Jeremiah, he had a secretary, Barak, then he would recite, and then such a prophet would have a secretary and write down his words. This is especially mentioned in Galatians 6, verse 11, that letter Paul has written with his own hand. And in 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 17, that he has written the benediction with his own hand. And now I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay it, albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me, even thine own self beside. What was now necessary for the comfort of Onesimus? Of course, undoubtedly, when Paul has said, Onesimus, you must go along with Tychicus. He also has the epistles to the other congregations. And you must return to your master. Then it was a comfort for Onesimus. If Paul has said, Paul, I have now written a letter on your behalf that you may be received back by your master. But then for the special comfort, and it is not all written, but now for the true comfort of Onesimus, then it would be for his comfort that he would know exactly what Paul has written in the letter to his master. Our forethought, Paul's confidence concerning Onesimus, and then in closing the letter, yea, brother, let me have joy of thee. And that word joy in the original, that is very close to the name Onesimus, to be profitable. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. This brother, shall you now withhold my request that you do not receive your slave, that you do not restore him in his former place, that you do not deal with him as a brother in the Lord. Oh, Philemon, can you now deny my request? Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Having confidence in thy obedience, I write unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think. What do you think, boys and girls? such a letter, such a kind letter, with such tactful arguments. Can Philemon now say no to that letter? What do you think? Oh, then I think you agree. Oh, I think Philemon, then already halfway through that letter, that he thought, Paul, send him back, shall all be good. But withal prepare me also a lodging, this Philemon, because Paul hoped to soon be released from prison, had expectation, we find that in one of the epistles. So Philemon, when the Lord grants it, then I hope to come and visit you. And then I can also visit Onesimus, then we can speak further of these matters, but withal prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. Let us first sing Psalter 102, the first four stanzas. In thy wrath and hot displeasure, chasten not thy servant, Lord. Let thy mercy without measure help and peace to me afford. And what follows, Psalter 102, the first four stanzas.
Thank you.
when Paul has finished his letter, then there came the time that Onesimus was called upon to return to his master. Together with Tychicus, with the other epistles, to three other churches. 'Tis not all written in the Bible, but we would think Paul, with an enlarged heart, has explained to Onesimus that he has written this letter on his behalf. Then we can understand what a journey it was for Onesimus. 1,000 miles, undoubtedly tossed to and fro, because with that letter, Onesimus was still a runaway slave. He was still a thief. And in the time after his conversion, then undoubtedly he has done everything to please Paul. But that did not remove the fact that he was a runaway slave and that he was a thief and that he had a great debt. Then it cannot be different. Oh, there were times, it is true, a letter was written that he had hope. But other times there were fears. And then it is not all written, but what do you think, boys and girls, when he is returned to Colossae and he has come before his master, do you think that he had all kind of excuses to excuse himself? Oh, then you shall say, I do not think so. Then undoubtedly he was silent. And then his hope and expectation was in that letter, undoubtedly in a sealed envelope. Whether he knew it was a promissory note, it is not all written. Are there a few Onesimuses in my midst that say in this evening, 'tis not all so strange? Oh, to experience the great good things of the Lord, times that it seems that the love sheds its love abroad in my heart, and that it is all covered, that it is all smooth. But I have this unpaid debt before a holy and a just God, and I am a runaway slave. The deep fall in my covenant had Adam. Oh, then what precious instruction we have. Then there is also a letter written for you. Not by Paul, but by the Spirit of Christ. And then you must do as Onesimus, that you come with that letter, the Holy Scriptures, and in the name of Christ, that is what the Spirit teaches, only in Jesus' name, and to come before God, even the Father, with that letter. And then it is necessary that with that letter, with particulars, then a sinner does not come with that whole Bible with 66 books and places it before the Lord. But then they come with a portion or with a text. Remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope, O Onesimus. Undoubtedly he did not read the whole letter, because it was addressed to Philemon and not to Onesimus. But, O child of God, then the Lord has given the scriptures, and it is true. We need the light of the Holy Scriptures to understand it. But in the scriptures it is declared, O Paul, only a faint example. We have heard it in this letter that Paul was given to request, but Christ not only request, but a demand upon his finished work, upon what the Father has promised. I've mentioned it. Onesimus undoubtedly a letter carried along, but not know the comments. The Spirit has given us his open word. And further, Onesimus did not have a promise, had a hope, but did not have a promise that it would turn out well. But for the letter which Christ grants unto his church, then what precious promises. And it is declared who those promises are for. And the Lord has a people where at times that they may be included among that people. Then in the fourth place, Paul, he hoped to follow Onesimus to Colossae. But the Lord Jesus Christ has went before. He has entered the Holy of Holies with his blood. In the fifth place, Onesimus, not written in the Bible, he undoubtedly did not know of an example of such a runaway slave as he was, such a thief, and that he would be restored. But, oh, in the letter of God to the church, what precious examples. We have heard it in this letter that Paul, to say it simply, has added his signature. But in the Bible, the divine oaths, all the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. And then undoubtedly, it is not written, but I think the boys and girls, they can agree. When Philemon has now received that letter and opened it, how do you think that it has went? Oh, that Philemon has said, Onesimus, you return in my service. I accept you wholeheartedly. And we do not speak of the past, although Onesimus has not forgotten his past. David in Psalm 25, verse 7, sins of youth remember not. The Lord has given unto us and our children the Holy Scriptures, that boys and girls, as it were, that is a letter from the living God. And in that letter, what precious things are written therein. Warnings, exhortations, also promises, urging, a beseeching. In that letter the Lord writes, our deep fallen Adam, but also the wonders of free and sovereign grace, the work of a triune God, and how a poor, needy, undone sinner may be saved. Much broader than the letter to Philemon, and may now ask you, what is now the response to that letter, boys and girls, young people and older ones? What is now our response? We have all agreed that the letter which Paul has written to Philemon, that actually could not be denied, that Onesimus was fully embraced. But how is it now with the letter from the living God? We have opened it so often, been in church so often. The Lord calls, the Lord beseeches, the Lord, as it were, that he still holds out that white flag of peace, that sinners may be converted. And what is our response? I hope that with your mind, that you do not say, Lord, I am not interested. Hope it may be impressed upon all of our hearts, the solemnity of the case. There is a matter, there are matters that need to be settled here in the time, concerning runaway slaves, not from Philemon, but from the living God, that we are thieves of his honor, that we have a great debt. It's a matter that needs to be settled. And then the question, what is our response hitherto? Have we given heed? Have we received? Of course, for Philemon, then when they arrived, then Philemon needed to be alive, be able to see the necessity of the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, it is still declared in God's letter that there is still room, still a place of refuge, that there are still places in the sheepfold of Jesus Christ that must and shall be filled. And to that end, oh, what precious instruction, my unconverted fellow travelers, ask in the Lord that he may show you that you are like Onesimus, that runaway slave that is stolen. Oh, even much worse. And, oh, what precious instruction. Philemon, we all agree, would have not turned him away, but less. The Lord Jesus Christ, never, never has he, and never shall he. For Onesimus, as a runaway slave, guilty, hell worthy, when they may come at his feet, we shall close with John 6, verse 37, all, not some, not most, all, that the Father hath given me shall come unto me. Ah, they are drawn, other one more driven, but they shall all come. The Spirit shall not give them rest outside of a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. All that the Father hath given me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of precious things, of Onesimus, that he was given to make that long journey, and he had good company, sent by Paul, accompanied by a precious letter, and by another servant of the Lord. Ah, Lord, well, to grant unto those Onesimuses amongst us, may it be for instruction, and may they be given to do likewise, even, it may be with an Esther, so will I go unto the king, and if I perish, I perish better. To perish with the burden of transgression at the feet of the king, than to perish elsewhere. Ach, Lord, may many be made, Onesimus, by the work of thy Holy Spirit. Ah, do a great work amongst us. It is written in thy word, other sheep I have, them I must also bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock. Wilt thou graciously watch over each and every one of us in this evening hour, in the furtherance of this week. May we be found more a begging people. Wilt thou pardon us of our sins also of this evening hour, in speaking and in listening, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 79, let us sing the stanzas 1 and 3. My God, it was thy grace that did my strength supply. When thou didst hide thy face, sore troubled, then was I. And what follows, the consistory wishes to announce that on this coming Lord's Day, the extra collection shall be for the Lord's Day Association. Psalter 79, the stanzas 1 and 3. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.